This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation of realities of the day. What is today? It's Wednesday, right? Yeah. 10th? One third of the way through the month of August. Believe that one or not. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the air with a hello to Randy Sarbaca of Clarkston, Washington. Randy is a loyal listener to the Good Day program. Happy to have you connected to us. You can connect on Twitter, constant feed, at Good Day Show. Conversation there, facebook.com/Good Day. There's the story of a man in Wisconsin today in serious trouble after charges that he drove drunk in reverse down a major highway. Report is that Daniel Nordell of Appleton pulled over when officers say that they saw him going backwards at 40 miles an hour.
It's a dead giveaway every time.
Make matters worse, they said that he smelled of alcohol. Can you imagine?
You know.
He has, though. This is where it gets serious. It's kind of silly to this point. This guy has been convicted 12 times of drunk driving in 10 years.
How does he still have a license?
Well, that's the question.
Does he? I mean, you know, does that matter to someone who is in trouble all that, you know, all those times?
Well, you know, we have all of these problems. Here's one that's even worse. Story of Ronnie Paul Hobgood, who has now relinquished control of his destiny, perhaps for good. This guy is a six-time loser, arrested for driving while intoxicated in February, 45 years old. He has been in jail five times, various periods, since 1990. He has already killed one person. Mm-hmm. He has five convictions that led to his having two 18-month convictions or stints in prison. Now, in Montgomery County, Texas, this is an area north of Houston, typical area outside these big cities that have dangerous roads. And a prosecutor has gone after this guy with one of the toughest DWI penalties in the state's history. The lawyer for Mr. Hobgood told the newspaper his client knew his fate was sealed. His demeanor was like that of a soldier as he stepped in front of the judge. He knew he was going away, and he had every confidence that he would be able to survive in prison. But listen to this. This guy, as I said, been in and out of various problems. He was on parole at the time. He was intoxicated and killed another person. So he has now been sentenced to 50 years in prison with no parole. He was paroled the last time. He got a 16-year prison sentence. He was paroled, and in 5 days, he went back to prison because he'd had a DWI.
This is what gets me, because we have this debate, and I know, Dougie, you're pretty passionate on one side of it. And I really, to be honest, I fluctuate a lot on this one because of cases like this. But you say throw away the key with this guy. But when we talk about drug criminals, people that are arrested for drug possession or drug using,
well, not possession,
or alcohol consumption, I mean, these are little crimes. Most people consider them to be minor crimes. And a lot of people who are after prison reform say, let these guys out. They should yep. be in prison.
Yes.
But when you have the stories like this, where they're happening over and over and over again.
If you're a repeat offender and people get hurt, if nobody's hurt, I don't think you go to jail. If you've hurt somebody else by your lack of control, your lack of ability to do the right thing, if you can't control you're in charge of you. If you drink so much that you're out of control, if you do drugs to the point where you can't control yourself, and you do harm to other people, you go to jail.
But I think that's the hard part. The first story we talked about is a guy who's been arrested a ton of times, and he's never injured someone. But what do you do? Wait until they kill someone?
Well, that's the problem, yeah.
Right.
That's what they do.
I mean, if someone's doing it 50 times and they've just lucked out that they haven't hurt anybody yet, they still have a chronic problem, obviously.
Yeah. Right. So what
society... I think we all know people... Sorry, Dougie, but I think we all know, especially Kara, Victoria, and I probably, people in their 20s as they get older who make a mistake. They miscalculate what they think they've had. I mean, gosh, I've probably done it, and it's not a good thing to do, but they get caught, and okay, so it's one time you feel bad, and you're very careful from that time on,
right.
Especially if you get busted for a DUI, you're very.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you're responsible.
I know someone who's super responsible now because of that.
Yeah,
right.
And so you kind of learn from that mistake.
I don't think we have disagreement here, Jennifer.
Right.
I think we all understand the
but people that don't change. Tough.
And by the way, on top of this, there are plenty of these stories that are applied to illegal immigrants.
Yeah,
and these people are getting away with literally murder as well, and nobody understands why. Why are we giving these people favorable treatment, frankly? It's something to be reckoned with. It really is something for us all. This is part of the debate. We ought to be having a lot of debates with our national and regional candidates, congressional candidates, senatorial candidates, gubernatorial candidates, presidential candidates of all of these issues. Another issue... Today, the Justice Department findings on what goes on in the Baltimore Police Department and what goes on in the city of Baltimore. It's disgusting. And everybody knew it, and everybody's known it. I worked in Baltimore, 30 years ago, and it was a horrible place then because of the white crime, and that's what it is, white police officers and their criminal activity against blacks. Are there blacks that are guilty of really horrible stuff? Of course there are. There are plenty of black criminals, and there are blacks who take it out on whites. But when you're a police officer, you're supposed to have a different standard. Crooks have one standard, police officers a different standard, and yet they all seem to be in the same barrel. So, I don't have much stock in what has come out of the Justice Department in this administration, but under the circumstances, you see, there was another shoot-'em-up last night in Ferguson. You look at all of these places that are hot spots, and nothing's being done to fix it. Oh, we're going to fix everything in Ferguson. Nothing's been fixed. They put in a new police chief. He's just as bad as the last one. They don't have new...
Much of it is about messaging now, too.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I would love to see President Obama do in his last few months in office, is say, wow, we have a really divided problem. Here's why it's not that bad. Look at me. I'm a success story. Create success stories that give people hope, because when hope is gone, then they do feel, blacks in cities across America feel that there's this burden there. And I feel like hope is gone for those groups.
Yeah, there is. It's outrageous, the kinds of things. And why do you have that attitude? Why do you not like black people just because they're black? Why do black people not like white people just because they're white? Why do you not like somebody because of a particular religion? You don't know what that person's real values are. You may know that he or she is this. But does it mean because some people in the name of that religion do something that's outrageous that everybody who belongs to that religion is the same? No. Thinking people don't think that way.
Right.
So, I guess that's...
But not enough people are thinking people. That's the problem.
Ooh, that sounds arrogant.
They're not. No, they're not. I mean,
they're
just not.
I agree with you.
It's not arrogance. It's just reality.
Yeah, right. 16 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Burger King presents breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Hey, guys. Ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry. We've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 810 to 813. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 810 to 95.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
8-7-6-5. Oh, I'm back. We're all back. 17 after the hour. There's a research project that is being discussed today that may not be good news for twins. It seems that the research found that twins have substantially lower IQs in the main than their single siblings.
It's because they have to split the brain cells.
Children. Say what?
They have to split the brain cells.
You think that's what it is?
No.
Let's see here. The conclusion is that at least part of the explanation lies in the reduced prenatal growth and shorter gestation period that's typical of twins.
So it's kind of exactly what Jen just said.
It is.
I guess I got it right, huh?
It sounded way harsh, Ty, but she was actually totally right.
Researchers identified a representative sample of children attending primary school in the 60s, the children were routinely given written tests for mental skills at the ages of 7 and 9. Researchers then extracted age standardization IQ results from the test. There were 10,000 single people tested and 8,600 twins. The twins were all usually born smaller and earlier in gestation. And the twins had age 7 had an IQ average 6 points lower than those of their single brother and sisters in the same family, which I found interesting. The sex of the siblings, mother's age, father's social class, also was part of that. And I guess that would become, the environment. You know how I am always talking about we are what our environment is?
And that's true.
And I think that's what this is all about, in a sense, at least part of it anyway, is how they are growing up. How much challenge do they have? How much support do they have? Can they look at their parents and see a good example of whatever it is in life that they aspire to? Are they doing a good job in their lives of being parents, being good workers, being good friends? And it's all about that, isn't it? I mean, we're good friends. We set a good example for people because we're all good friends. We respect the essence of, what we are, all of us. What are we? We're good. We're good people. And it shows. And I think that's very sweet, isn't it? That's all.
Very sweet.
Kumbaya.
Bra strap, okay.
Excuse me?
Our friendship shows. I said
21, never mind. Go get some cupping done. 21 after the hour.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
Well, let's see.
Killing this all.
Always interested in getting different twists and turns on pop music. And that's part of what happens in this show, Austin City Limits, 42 seasons. Wow. Viewers getting a teaser to satiate their live music fix. There's an hour-long episode dedicated to Lauryn Hill this week, apparently. So tell me about Lauryn Hill. What is there that we need to know about? That we know about Austin City.
She was with the refugees for the Fugees. The Fugees were what they were called, yeah. And she was with them in probably the 90s, right, ladies, I think?
Probably the 90s. 2000s.
Yeah. And she has this amazing voice. She also did some solo stuff. And I don't know that she ever climbed to, like, the heights of superstardom in the pop or hip-hop arenas, but she's definitely a good solid performer that did well
you know
for
what
10 years.
What happens with songs like this is they sort of get lost. We all recognize the song. It was Roberta Flack's big hit from the, I think, late 70s, if I'm served correctly by my memory. So when you hear a variation and the person on the air, that's the problem with music radio today. Very few stations identify the music and identify who it is that's responsible for the music. So if I'm listening to this and I might be in and out of a music station, I know it's not Roberta Flack, but I don't know who it is. So the person doing this in this circumstance, Lauryn Hill, doesn't get credit, even though a lot of people know who she is. This is not a song that was originally identified with her, although hearing
that's
this version now.
For older people, but for younger people.
Yeah, yeah, I was just saying, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now I understand that she's identified with this version of the song.
When I first heard this song, I didn't know there was another version. I just thought this was their song.
See, that's
but it wasn't until my mom said, oh, that's an old song. And I was like, No, this is a new song, Mom. Uh-huh. She's like, no, that's an old song.
No. Listen to your mother, Victoria. All right, so what else do we have from Lauryn Hill?
This was a big hit for them.
Yeah.
So she's synonymous with the Fugees.
Well,
she had her own album.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was a huge... That's where this song is from, and that was her own solo stuff.
All right, let's crank this up a little bit. I don't get the gist of this. All right, so I kind of get this. Now I get the presentation. So she's been around. When I see the name Fugees, I think of the first performers on VH1, never the Bugles, Buggles.
The who?
Who did that?
They did.
I'm trying to go with you, but
star.
What is it? What's
video,
it?
Oh,
yeah. When I was little, I always got the Fugees mixed up with the Bee Gees.
But what is it? Isn't it the Bugles or the Boogles or whatever? What are they called?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the Bugles or the Buggles. They've got two G's, however you want to pronounce it.
Austin City Limits back in November. 7 episodes. Paul Simon featured in one. Robert Plant, Iggy Pop, Florence and the Machine. So that'll be interesting. There are a number of episodes scheduled here next year as well. Are we
Austin City Limits, if you've never seen it, it's a great, great show.
It's a concept. Yeah, it's a very interesting concept.
And it's really a musician's venue, so it's mic'd really well. It's taped. I mean, it sounds great on TV as well as when you're live in the soundstage. It's
well
it's
produced.
Really very well produced for musicians, which is the opposite of what we were saying earlier about the halftime show.
Right, exactly. When you hear somebody on the audience, what song is that?
Yeah.
All right, 28 minutes after the hour.
Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
About it, and people look forward to us getting together every day. Thank you very much. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the air to highlight yet another problem. Here's the story of an elderly Alabama couple that was being robbed. Actually, this turned out to be a bit more difficult, robbing these this older couple. Two crooks thought this would be easy pickings. A man and a woman broke into the home of this couple in Columbiana, tried without much success to tie up the head of household. The woman hit the wife with a crowbar. All it did was make her angry. A scuffle broke out. The thieves did get away, but they didn't take anything. They're on the loose. This couple, instead of... I mean, what do you advise? What would you say? You know, we all give our children advice. Don't do this if you have that circumstance. But what would you say if you were talking to your parents? All right, Jennifer, you and your dad, and maybe his girlfriend, they're in the house and something happens. Do you tell your father to get out his gun and shoot? Do you ever even talk about what advice you give your parents if they're in a difficult situation? How many parents take their children's advice? I take my children's advice all the time.
I'll tell you this advice right away, is that my mom has been going with me a lot to the gun range. After I purchased my firearm, she's been going with me a lot and never thought that she would have something like that in her home. I'm encouraging her to rethink that stance, and she really is, Dougie, because being a single person, being a single woman, and she's not an old victim type by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, she's 64, she'd kill me, 65 in October. But she's still by herself, and it's still Los Angeles, and there's still crime around us. And so she's rethinking that, and I totally encourage her to rethink it, because there is a level of safety that comes. I think about it all the time. If someone walks into my house, what am I going to do? I know people will tell you, this is sad, but shoot to kill, because if there's someone left over, they're going to sue you and make your life rough, even if they're in your house. I could never do that. My thing is I want to get away, and my plan is to shoot for the leg so I can run away as fast as I can and call for help, because I couldn't live with myself if I actually really, really hurt somebody, even if they were coming at me, I think. And so I do have that plan in my head, and I do encourage my mom to make that same plan for herself.
888-302-3684. Mike is along the coast. You have parents that are how old, Mike?
Well, I have a mom that's 90 now. It's not actually, she's probably not going to shoot anybody now in her
right.
life. But if they were younger and the same scenario took place, I would advise them to do what they had to do, shoot. I have no problem with shooting somebody that comes into my house at 2 o'clock in the morning with a knife or another gun and means to hurt me or kill me. That would not bother me one bit.
What will happen to you if, in fact, you, whether you have witnesses or you don't, you tell that story? What do you think is the outcome of that for you, ultimately? That what you just described, if it happened
legally. You mean legally?
Yeah.
I would say it depends on where you live, what states you live in.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you, Mike, in Salisbury, Maryland. What happens to you if that takes place there?
Me, I would say that would probably come down a little hard on me. Even though I would probably be justified in shooting the person, they would probably at first come down a little hard.
So,
because we live in an area that's not gun-friendly.
Okay, so what good are those laws if they allow you to shoot someone who invades your space and then afterwards you get prosecuted for doing it? What good are those laws?
That's right. You got to wonder because...
I wonder. People get themselves all worked up about this, and I think to myself, yeah, we're told to protect yourself no matter what. Okay, so I protect myself and then I get prosecuted.
Yeah, that's where we need to work on the laws.
Yeah.
We need to work on this...
Yeah, thanks, Mike. 888-302-3684.
That's right. There needs to be more protection in situations like this for gun owners.
20 minutes before the hour. Who's your what?
I said it won't happen, but there should be.
Well, that's not a good attitude. How do you know it won't happen? It might.
Because there's a definite turn. If Hillary Clinton is elected, or if, I mean, really, there's already a grab for guns going on in the country as it is, and I can't imagine extending protections to gun ownership with that
mentality. People are
going to
go get guns because Hillary Clinton is going to be president. They're going to go get guns.
Oh, 100%. Gun sales have gone up the yin-yang.
Every time that happens, you know as well as I do, whenever something like this happens, if gun sales go way up and then nothing happens, but we all have more guns.
Well, I know in California, maybe because of where I'm coming from, in California it is extremely difficult, and legislation was just passed about outlawing how much ammunition you can buy, outlawing what kind of magazines you can buy. I mean, it is very difficult in California.
How do they meter? Okay, let's get to the core of this. How do they meter how much ammunition you buy? Let's say you live in the state of California. Oh, okay. So
it's like
I buy
prescription drugs, right?
The max in California, and then I go to Arizona and I want to buy some more.
I don't think you're allowed to cross state lines.
How do they know?
Though. Are you?
Is there a federal? Does the Federal Register include not only guns but how much ammo you bought? Is that in a federal?
In California, it's not federal yet. I don't think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're buying what your thing is in California, and you go across the state line and buy some more.
I don't think you're really supposed to do that, but
you may not supposed to do it. Well, yeah, I mean, you talking about supposed to. The people will do that.
People probably do. Yeah,
of course they do. Right.
I understand the limit on how many ammunitions you can buy, but I mean, why is that a bad thing?
Why is it?
Because it's a total hit on the Second Amendment, on people's free right to openly bear, I mean, to have and bear arms. I mean,
you can have your arms, but that doesn't mean you have to have guns, bullets to put in the gun.
But I mean, if you have a gun because you want to protect your home, I understand that, and that's fine. But why is it not a reasonable thing to have limitations on
Some people do sports shooting. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that people would need ammunition. My greater problem is that the government is telling me what I can and can't have. That's
let me
issue.
Back up a little bit, because we got onto another issue that's important. My issue, if I back it up a little bit, is what good is a law that says you can protect yourself when then the same law, or not that law, but the same law officials can use another law against you to prosecute you?
Right, or prosecute you, right.
Right, that's what I'm about. So I don't understand what good the first law is if it can be countered by another law. What good is it to say you can protect yourself, get a gun, have it under your pillow, nightstand, somebody comes into your house, you shoot him. All right, so the wife of the person that comes into the house sues you for killing her husband. Carry it to its fullest extent farther out and come up with some other scenario. I think you know what I'm saying.
We've all heard the stories about, like, the guy who's breaking in and he's hanging out somebody's window and he breaks a finger and then he sues the homeowner
because
he broke the finger. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's ridiculous. It is so nuts. That's what's backwards about protecting your property. I mean, you really can't. You can protect your property
You can't really protect your property, because if you do, you'll get prosecuted for shooting somebody for coming onto your property. That's the point that I was trying to make with that. It just doesn't make any sense. In a moment, we talk about the wealth gap. There's a report out today that is more of the same, or is it? Find out in a moment, 43 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
Cases of serious food poisoning are on the rise, and you are the first line of defense. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. From ice cream to sprouts, ground beef to processed foods, recalls abound. The CDC estimates that each year, roughly 48 million Americans get sick, and 3,000 of us die. Beef, dairy, and certain types of vegetables and fruits are the most common sources of the four major types of deadly bacteria. For instance, researchers found that on any given day, up to 1 in 10 deli swab samples tested positive for virulent forms of Listeria. There is much you can do to protect yourself, from cooking foods thoroughly, checking expiration dates, scrubbing veggies and fruits, and washing your hands with bacterial soap after food prep. And when it comes to cross-contamination, it's no longer just sponges and filthy kitchen towels to watch out for. Cell phones are transporting killer germs to places they should never be.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
46 past the hour with Doug, Victoria, and Jen, the so-called wealth gap between, well, we have, there are all kinds of different ways of spreading this out. Rich and poor, black and white, old and young, yada, yada, yada. Older people are, according to some of the stats, not as wealthy as younger people, except I know a lot of older people. I don't know how we define older. I don't define myself as being old. I'm middle-aged. But people who are really old. A lot of people who are really old have a lot of money. The older you get, if you've been smart or lucky, the more you have. So anyway, the focus on this study is black and white America. And isn't it awful that we have those terms? Here's black America. Here's white America. Well, according to this study, blacks and whites will not get close or on parity for 228 years. How in the name of heavens they come up with these things? The average white for wealth, average wealth for white families at maturity is $656,000. That is somebody who's my age, who may be nearing retirement. I'm not, but some people are at my age. They have across the board, and this is a pretty startling number, actually, $656,000 on average. I mean, I know a lot of people my age haven't saved a nickel. They don't have any retirement. I was the other day, I was in a Papa Gino's restaurant, and there was a guy who was easily my age who was there working behind the register. And, you know, here's the problem with what I'm about to say. I don't know whether he was there because he wanted to be there or because he had to be there. But I know a lot of people who are my age who are working because they have to, not because they want to. I don't think retirement is good. Whether I have to or I want to, it's a little of both with me. I have to because I wouldn't be able to survive in any number of realities if I didn't keep doing what I'm doing. But anyway, so the average person at my age has $656,000 in household wealth. That's white families. People my age who are black, the average, according to the study, is $85,000. Home ownership and that sort of thing. That's really the biggest. So it isn't just whether you own a home, it's where it is. Black neighborhoods, can you imagine comparing the white neighborhoods of suburban Detroit to the black neighborhoods of inner city Detroit? I'm surprised they get $85,000 on average for value when it comes, because most of our biggest asset is our home. So the average black at my age, if he or she owns a home, is worth $85,000, whereas, and other assets, whereas a white person who's my age has in home and other assets on average $656,000. I think that's a pretty startling number in comparison. I don't know what you do with it. I mean, other than trying to make you feel guilty, which is not what I'm trying to do. I just find the numbers startling, frankly. It's 10 before the hour.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Never remember this, so I'll give you the clue so you won't be in agony for a while. This is music from the movie Escape from New York, which was made in 1981. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day, and he has the story about a lawsuit that was instigated against the producer of the and the director of the movie Taken with Liam Neeson, Luc Besson. Is that his name?
Yeah, Luc Besson. He's a pretty high-profile director, writer, producer in the business. He wrote and produced a movie called Lockout in 2012, which starred actor Guy Pearce. Now, it was sort of a B-movie. It didn't do a lot of box office, but a lot of the elements in the overall storyline were very similar to Escape from New York, which came out in 1981, was produced and directed by John Carpenter. Carpenter evidently filed a lawsuit about a year ago, and just last week, a court ruled that producer Luc Besson had to pay $500,000 to John Carpenter and a few other producers on that property because they said that he plagiarized specific elements from the movie Escape from New York. Now, I find this a very fascinating story. This is, I mean, this happens in music a lot, you know, what's going to plagiarize music, but rarely in movies. Because if you took, let's go back and take a movie like Die Hard, within a 10-year period after that movie became a big hit, every producer in the business was plagiarizing it. Under Siege 2, right. Passenger 57, Sudden Death with Jean-Claude Van Damme. I mean, different actors, a little bit different settings, but basically the same exact premise.
Yeah, many of them. You can say that about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of movies.
Right. I mean, you could take, you know, the first Western, every Western that followed basically is the
good
same
guys
thing.
Guys and bad guys. Shoot them up. Yep, you're right. All right, in a moment, Chuck is going to inform us, bring us up to date on what's going on when the filming of Furious 8 is going on. I thought it was Furious 9. Is it Furious
8? No, I think, I think it's Part 8.
Is it?
I think it's Furious 8.
Yeah.
I thought it was Fast Furious. All right, anyway, what's going on with the stars in a moment here?
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Hi, Chucker. What's going on as the next installment of the Furious Fast and Furious series is being filmed between The Rock and Vin Diesel?
I saw an interesting story yesterday. Sort of blew up Twitter on an Instagram post. Dwayne The Rock Johnson gave a big thank you to the hard-working production crew and also the female cast of Fast and the Furious 8, but called out some of the male talent, saying they didn't bring it a strong effort to the production, and it's going to be seen in the final product. Even went as far as calling some of the male talent a bunch of candy asses, which sort of is surprising. Goes against the grain of what Dwayne Johnson is, because he's usually always a very positive, upbeat guy.
So it wasn't about Vin Diesel, it was about some of the others.
Well,
I
don't think he mentioned a specific specific actor. I mean, Vin Diesel's one of the stars. Kurt Russell's in this film, Jason Statham. So there's a lot of different diverse talent. What he was talking about specifically, I don't know. I'd be curious if Universal is happy that he posted that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I was thinking there's a possibility maybe Dwayne Johnson's girlfriend, the mother of his children, asked him to do the dishes and he was in a bad mood. He did that. I don't know.
Nice, Chucker. They talk about a sexist comment. You can now everybody boo Chucker. Boo!
There you go, Chucker.
Yeah, way to go. Chuck Curry is our movie man, despite some of the things that he says, we all love him. 59 past the hour.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.